Stop 4 is the hairpin bend in the trail where the embankment ends.
You are standing at a bend in the forest trail. This is a great place to hear the changing variety of sounds in the forest and beyond. Not all of the spring music is birdsong. From March through November, chipmunks punctuate the woods with their loud chipping. Red squirrels are highly territorial. They warn off other red and gray squirrel intruders with their guttural chittering. Red squirrels feed on the buds and flowers of the forest trees in spring, and on fruits, nuts, and pine cones in summer and fall. They hide most of their fall bounty in a single cache for the winter. Red squirrels often feed in the same place every day, leaving a large midden or pile of nutshells and pinecone debris below. You may hear this faint quacking between late March and early April. No, they are not ducks, but wood frogs calling from one of Broadmoor's vernal pools. Amphibian migration to vernal pools is one of the highlights of early spring. Big night occurs on the first warm, rainy night of spring when wood frogs and spotted salamanders return en masse to their natal pools to mate and lay eggs. Days later, the adults head back to the upland woods, leaving the next generation of tadpoles and salamander nymphs to transform into adults before the vernal pools dry up. Other callers of the frog chorus include spring peepers with their bell-like call, and American toads that trill in May like this.
When you are ready to go on, turn left. The trail gently slopes downhill. Take 5 to 7 steps forward to find and follow the hillside along the left side of the path. Please be careful to stay to the left because there is a steep drop beyond the right side of the path. Stop 5, a large white pine tree, is approximately 112 feet from the hairpin bend. It is on the left side of the trail. Enter 5 when you get to the pine tree.